Hello everybody, I hope your social distancing is going well. I wanted to make sure to let you know that JMU faculty and staff are here to support you during these scary times. I've talked to colleagues today, and just as probably you, they are also frightened and exhausted by the news and by the fear for their own families and friends and community. We do understand that the coronavirus chaos can interfere with our best laid plans. So we hope you are patient with your professors, but also that you'll be in touch if things don't work out smoothly with your online class participation, completion of assignments, and the like. Also, keep in mind that the JMU Counseling Center is still open for business. They have moved much of their work online, but otherwise, they are open for business. They have, and I actually think their online offerings might make it easier for you to connect. I've posted a link to their website on our Canvas front page. With all the mess that's happening, I find it actually quite comforting to be able to work on something meaningful. So, here are some updates on our class and two activities that I'd like you to complete until next week, and maybe you're already interested in getting started. First, as I mentioned before, we will focus on Supreme Court decision making for the rest of the semester. The focus will be on the following question. Okay, state and local governments interfere with civil liberties to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Examples, I just read that in North Carolina, the Outer Banks have been closed for tourists. Another example, in New York City, restaurants are only allowed to provide takeout, not sit-in services. So what do the courts, and I mean the Supreme Court and the Federal Appeals Court, have to say about this? What cases are there that deal with such emergency rules, and how far can governments go when they restrict people like that? Second, since we are moving online, we should take the opportunity to improve our online working skills. Going forward, these skills will be really important to have in today's employment climate or market. You know, you want to get employed, and a lot of us will work online. So, there will be some instruction on how to be successful in online classes, and those techniques are things that directly translate into other online environments. Third, I think we need to be focused on maintaining some degree of community in this class. In online learning environments, it is easy to just work on one's own and lose touch with others. Right? I've been working here at my desk all day today on my own. So this is a danger when one is in social distancing in particular. So how can we maintain community? All right, so three broad goals. How do we work on them? First, I'll include a number of interactive activities in our class to help us maintain or build community. So to start with, I've created a virtual clubhouse on Canvas, a discussion board where we can talk about anything that's interesting, relevant, remarkable, important, or just funny. So you can find the clubhouse in the Canvas modules right on top. Second, next week you'll find a number of activities about how to be an effective participant in online classes. So stay tuned for that. Finally, here is an activity that will be due next Wednesday, so you don't have to work on it this week, but maybe you're interested in getting started. So the activity is based on the question, what court cases, again in the US Courts of Appeals or the Supreme Court, are relevant if we want to know to what extent the government can restrict our civil liberties in times of disaster? There is a discussion board on Canvas, and I'll ask you to post your answers there. Again, it's under the modules. I will upload short lectures like this one every Monday and Wednesday until the end of the semester. If you have questions or comments, please email me or stop by during my online student hours, Mondays 1:30 to 2:30, Tuesdays 11 to 1, and Thursdays 10 to 12 or noon. See you then!